It's Wednesday night and Kino Aero in Prague's Žižkov district is swarming with people. Despite its slightly run-down interior and uncomfortable creaky chairs, this small cinema has become almost a legendary venue here in Prague, and people don't mind spending the extra 20 minutes or so that it takes to get here from the city centre. I went to meet its manager Ivo Andrle to find out what exactly it is that makes the place so special.
You have recently celebrated 10th anniversary, but as far as I know, the cinema at Prague's Žižkov has been there for much longer.
Yes, what we did celebrate was the 10 years of our company running the cinema, actually. You are right that the cinema opened many years earlier. 1932, I believe, was the opening date, and it's been a cinema since ever then, so we should be really celebrating higher numbers, but even though we do take it as a part of our history now, we still somehow like to divide the whole history into two parts, before us and with us.
What was the cinema like when you overtook?
Aero was one of many cinemas in Prague that after 1989 played the role of like the second hand or second run cinema for any given film that was coming into distribution. The cinema belonged to the city, and the municipality, the people at the town hall, decided that they do not want to support the cinema financially anymore. They will rather start looking for somebody to run it for them. And my two colleagues who were running a very famous pub at the time called the Shootout Eye in Žižkov also, the two colleagues had very close link to the culture life in Prague 3, so they decided why not run a cinema. And they actually won the bit, and in 1998 they opened the cinema without actually having any previous experiences with how to run a cinema, and soon they realized that many more people started to come to the cinema for its atmosphere, because first thing they did as pub managers, they opened a bar in the foyer of the cinema, and much more people were coming for the atmosphere and for the art part of the programmation rather than for the commercial films. So they learned very quickly that what they are running is actually an art house cinema.
10 years later, the situation is quite different, with multiplex cinemas appearing all over the city. But judging from the hustle and bustle here at Kino Aero, it doesn't seem to have suffered. So what keeps people coming here these days?
I'm here to see a movie that was recommended to me by my friends. I don't really know what is it about. But in general, I trust in the cinemas as an art cinema because it usually promotes good quality culture. So that's probably the main reason.
So why often do you come here?
Well, not that often because it's not really downtown. So usually I go to art cinemas, which are more close to places where I usually go and where I work and study. So, well, let's say 5 times a year, usually, an average.
Why are you here tonight?
To see a Kurdish film, because it's a part of the 100 project and I read good reviews and I'm interested in the topic, so.
And do you come to Aero often, or did you come because they were showing this particular film?
We go here like once a month to a movie show, because we do not like these sort of multiplex cinemas, so.
Are there any other advantages apart from the program?
The bar.
What about the fact that you can actually carry the beer inside?
Yeah. I do like that. Yeah.
So you actually use this possibility?
Mm-hmm. Every time.
With the arrival of multiplex cinemas at the end of the 1990s, regular cinemas started losing their premiere showings and had to look for new ways to attract visitors. Many established places, such as Bio Illusion at Prague's Vinohrady, couldn't cope with the competition and had to close down. Aero decided not to rely on local distribution only and started looking for other sources of good films. Ivo Andrle again.
So we start exploring other ways of how to put up programming together, not only calling a distributor, but also maybe working with the embassies, going to the foreign festivals, trying to order films from world right holders, and that was just one step from organizing retrospectives of some greatest directors of our times, like Bergman or Fellini.
Nowadays, retrospectives and festivals of all kinds have become a regular part of the program. Just recently, Aero introduced a so-called blind date with Aero. People come to the cinema without knowing what film they are going to see. They only pay afterwards, depending on how they enjoyed the movie.
The most important thing is that any time we do this, which is once a month, we have good 200 people to come and show up for this. So there is audience that likes to play the game, that is willing to take the risk. Even though it's not so risky, because if you leave the cinema within first 15 minutes of the screen and you go to the bar and say that you've seen the film already, so you get a free beer. Or this year we were the first cinema in the Eastern Europe to start doing the live broadcasts from the Metropolitan Opera. We are now trying to negotiate other cinemas in the country to join the project, because we believe it can work in other cities as well. We had no idea how big the opera audience is, actually, and it's tremendous. We could probably sell triple the capacity of the cinema, guessing from how many people still is calling and emailing for tickets.
Apart from all that, Ivo Anderle has also established his own production company and runs yet another cinema in Prague called Kino Svetozor. According to him, the key to success is to always keep looking for new ways and new ideas.
Of course, we did a lot of failures, but sometimes, from time to time, we were able to kind of put up something that worked well, and people like it, and people do connect this with Aero. For many people, I think the word loyalty for the cinema really is connected with Aero.
For me, it's Aero as a home, because I live near here, and to come back here to Aero is for me part of my life, of my culture life, and I know that every evening is here a good movie, and I can take the beer or some drink inside, and here is every day a great atmosphere. It's not as in big multiplex cinemas, it's like at home. So that's why I like to return to Aero.
That was a loyal visitor of Prague's Aero Cinema, sharing their experience in this edition of The Arts with Ruth Frankova, which first aired in March 2008.